Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And good evening, you're on the Spirit Lounge with the Priest, the Pom and the Poof. We're here every Tuesday night from 9 till 10. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good and evening.
Thanks to White Noise.
Yes, thank you, White program. Noise.
And also I want to acknowledge our other two Ps that we have. Mm-hmm. Peter the podcaster. Hello, Peter. And Peter the panellist who filled in last week.
He did. Well,
Poof.
Oh, Mr. Poof over here was gallivanting around in China. Did you have a nice time?
I was off gallivanting. I did have a nice time. I think I'm a little bit run down from, you know, too much doing stuff.
You mean you're overworked and underpaid? Is that what you're trying to tell everyone?
No. I would have to say that the getting run down bit did not seem like work.
Now, where were you in China?
I visited Ningbo and Hangzhou and another small village that's kind of close by to there.
So vibrant gay life, gay nightlife?
I wouldn't know how to tap into it, even I'm not sure.
I can't imagine in small places like that there'd be much going on. Anyway, what you missed last week was we had fun because we had a little competition and we asked everyone to contact us with their idea of how to rename the Margaret Court Arena, because of course poor old Margaret Court, who's I think losing her marbles at 69 years old, has been trying to convert and reform homosexual people in her church, which is all rather tragic. And so we came up with lots of wonderful names to rename it, and I see the press is full of it this week again, and I've been watching the tennis. I haven't gone this week, but well done to every single person who wore their rainbow colours on the Margaret Court Arena this week. Great solidarity effort. And if you're going between now and Sunday, make sure you take your rainbow flag or your rainbow scarf or your rainbow something. And if you're on the Margaret Court Arena, then wave it with pride.
But I would like to complain because you said that you were going to tell them our decision on the change of name.
Yep.
And I watched the tennis and they kept on court. Talking about Margaret Court.
Yes, but they can't Arena. Change it. They can't change it half the way through. They're open.
So it's going to be called the Katie Lang Rainbow Arena.
Is that what happened when I was away? All of a sudden, it's Katie Lang everywhere.
No, but I've actually changed my mind because I remember that we have this gorgeous basketball player called Michelle Timms.
Oh, yeah?
That was just hot, hot, hot.
Mm-hmm.
And they do play basketball on those courts when tennis is not on.
All right.
So I reckon it should be the Michelle Timms hot, hot, hot court.
Anyway, so Mr. Poof, that's what you missed last week, but we did have a lot of fun with that. And so anyway, this week, Fun Pet Show, we're going to be talking once again to Stuart Edzer, who we interviewed a few weeks ago. His book is now out, Being Gay, Being Christian, or Being Christian, Being Gay. I never know which way around.
Being Gay, Being Christian.
Thank you. So we're going to catch up with Stuart to find out what reception he's had to his book and what plans he's got off the back of his book. We're hoping to talk to Freedom to Be as well. What are we talking to them about, Priesty?
Oh, just catching up with where they're up to, what they do, and what's coming up this year.
And, of course, a very happy new year. It was Chinese New Year, kicked off yesterday, so we're going to look into that a little bit. Year of the Dragon, 2012.
Yes, there was a dragon going around the city tonight.
Is there?
And they kept on letting off fireworks. It was very loud. But I imagine, and I don't know, and that's where you come in. If you know about the Chinese New Year, we want you to SMS us and tell us about it, because they seem to be going to businesses and letting off fireworks, and there was a guy with a mask, and then they would go into the business. So I imagine they're doing some sort of blessing at businesses that had called on them to do it or something. So we want you, if you know about the Chinese New Year, we want to know all about it.
Or if indeed you're celebrating it, we'd love to hear how you celebrate it. You can SMS us on 0427 JOY949. Phone us on 1300 JOY949 and email on air at joy.org.au. So we'd love to hear from you with how you celebrate Christmas, New Year. Christmas, New Year. What am I talking about?
Chinese
New Year. I've had a bit of a busy day. I'm still catching up with myself.
Because it's sort of the Vietnamese, the Chinese, the Korean all celebrate it.
Yeah,
don't
so love to hear from you. I've been chatting to some of my friends who celebrate it, so I've got a few tips.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about George Michael.
Yeah, we are. Poor old sausage. He's been having a bad time again by the Bible bashers, so we'll have a bash back at the Bible bashers.
And for them, we'll play a track by George Michael.
We will, and I've picked the longest one possible.
And the most religious possible.
And the most religious one possible. Anyway, let's kick off. Our Artist of the Month came in last week and played live for us. Lovely lady by the name of Freya Hanley. And this is one of her tracks from the Quiver album called Don't Follow Me.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with the Priest, the Pom and the Poof. And tonight we're going to talk to author Stuart Edser. We interviewed him several programs ago.
Yeah, in November.
Yes, about a book he'd written called Being Gay, Being Christian. And that book is now out. So we thought we'd just catch up with Stuart and see how it's going. Good evening, Stuart.
Hello, Joy. How are you?
I'm fabulous. What about you?
I'm really, really well. And hello to Bertie and to Andrew, too.
Hello, great darling.
Hello. How are you?
It's lovely to have you back on the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Now, how did it go? Your book came out on the 28th of December, was that right?
Well, officially, yes. It's copyrighted for January 2012, but yeah, it was in the shops, I believe, from the 28th of December. And my partner Chris and I were in Sydney 2 weeks ago, and we went and checked out quite a few bookstores, and we found it in most of the bookstores there, so which was nice, and it's certainly here in Newcastle in some of the bookstores, so... I'm quite happy about with the distribution so far. The publishing company seems to be right on the ball and doing what they're supposed to do. So it's great.
So do they keep you updated with how many millions of copies you've sold?
How many millions of copies? Oh, please. wouldn't it be great?
And then there'll be a movie, of course.
Look, it's only just started. Yes, the movie, yes, the major motion picture. It's only just started, so I haven't had any updates on sales or anything like that yet, but I imagine that will come a little down the track or maybe some months down the track.
So, Stuart, what's the initial reaction been? Have any of the other members of the media and press got hold of it and been talking to you?
Well, yes, they have, actually. Chris and I have actually just this last weekend had a major double-page spread done on us in the Newcastle Herald, which is a Fairfax paper.
I thought you were going to say Hello Magazine.
No. And that was really exciting. So that's got a large readership. Saturday is the biggest. So that goes from sort of Newcastle all the way through the Hunter, you know, right up to Port Macquarie, really. So it's a fairly wide readership. The journalist came over and did a 2.5 hour interview for me and I expected a little 2x2 shot and a picture of the cover of the book, but when I opened it was a full page picture of the two of us standing there arm in arm, and it was, you know, the Queen didn't get that big, nor Barack Obama didn't get that big a picture. So, I was completely blown away by the size of the
photo. So you got a middle page spread, did you?
What's that, sorry?
A middle page spread.
A middle page.
So yes, people can hang it up on their wall.
That's right. So that was pretty exciting. And the Journo did a great job on writing a little bit about my backstory, but the major themes of the book as well. And she told me later on she took a long time to get it down and to try to make it right, because she felt it was such an important story in a sense. So that was very, very pleasing. I'm halfway through doing an interview for DNA magazine. Which is wonderful. So for that's, you know, basically kind of gay guys swimsuits and all that kind of stuff. I was telling my mother the other night, But I said, "Mum, I'm doing an interview with DNA magazine. It's a gay guy's swimsuit magazine mostly." And she went quiet, and then she said to me, "Will you have to model the swimwear?" And I just thought that was so wonderful that she would even think that I might have to do it. Only a mother could ask such a question, I've decided. But so no, I'm not modelling the swimwear. but they have asked me some wonderful questions. So I'm busy getting the answers down to those now, and if I get them to them by the end of this week, it'll go in next month's edition. So that's really great. I understand the Sydney Morning Herald is doing that's a sister paper to the Age, mm-hmm. Doing a feature on the book and me. I think next month or March.
Well, that is brilliant. I mean, this just goes to prove what a hot topic it is. And I mean, congratulations to you. Joy's just started to read the book, and I've begged to read it next. So I'll look forward to that.
Excellent. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. I've had a lot of friends and some family members have been reading the book, and I've got great responses from them. You know, it's been very, very positive so far.
Have you launched it officially?
Well, no, I haven't. There's been great controversy about the launch. Some people believe in launches in the book world and others don't. And because I'm new to the book world, I'm trying to get my head around it all. But I feel like I need a graduation ceremony for the book or the bashing of the champagne bottle over the ship to kind of get it out there. So I am going to have a launch. It'll be an event of some sort, and I'm thinking of possibly having it. I don't want to compete with Mardi Gras, so I'll probably have it towards the end of March, I think. And people who haven't bought it can buy it, and those who have bought it, I'll sign their copies for them, and they can have a bit of a listen. Mm-hmm. And we'll try and get somebody special to introduce it. So we will be doing that down the track.
That sounds really, really good. And what else do you think might come out of the book? I mean, will this give you perhaps speaking opportunities and things like that?
Well, I hope so. I would certainly love to run some workshops for the clergy, various denominations. So if any are listening, I would be happy to get that off the ground for you. I think it's important that the clergy engage this topic. There are gay people in all the churches, and there are gay people who are the family members of their existing church members. So I think it's really important that the clergy understand how this works and what's going on in people's lives. And of course, clergy usually like to pride themselves in the best possible way in trying to meet people at their point of need. So I think they do need to engage this topic in a more positive way than they have in the past. And I think many of them are coming around to doing that. So I certainly would like to do that. I'm happy to talk to other psychologists to help out there. I already do that on a sort of a one-to-one basis. Of course, look, I enjoy public speaking, so I always have. So I love to speak about these sorts of topics at all sorts of functions for the general public and, you know, for your listeners and others. So I did another radio interview the other night on a station in Victoria called Win FM. I think it's Western Victoria.
Okay.
Regional Victoria. And we had a wonderful conversation, and I think they got some good responses.
Well, that's
once you start talking about this stuff, you can just go on and on and on. You know, I think I was supposed to have 10 minutes with the guy, and we ended up going for about 40. So it's hard to stop.
Well, that's great, and we just wanted to catch up and see where it was up to. So
yeah.
For those out there who haven't got the book yet, it's worth getting. Being Gay, Being Christian, any good bookstore?
That's right, yes, any good bookstore and from the publisher online. So, you can do that.
Thank you so much, Stuart.
Great to talk to you all again.
Okay, thanks, Stuart.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Take care.
The next track we're going to hear is by a band called Mercy Me, and it's called Beautiful, and some of the words are just amazing. And when we talk about how people like Margaret Court try to change us and say that we can't be loved for who we are, I want you to listen to these words. It says, when all you hear is you're not worth anything, wondering if you could ever be loved. And the chorus talks about you are beautiful, you are treasured, you are sacred, you are his. And you're on Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9. You're with the Priest, the Bomb and the Boof, otherwise known as Joy, Bertie and Andrew. And we've got a message from Andy. Last week he asked about Acts to Fellowship. I think it was actually Acts to Faith. And he said he went on Sunday and it's actually what he's been looking for. That's great, Andy. Glad that you have found it. Now tonight we're going to talk to Michelle, who is from Freedom to Be. Welcome, Michelle.
Hello, how is everyone?
I think we're all fabulous, really.
We're good. Welcome back on the show.
Oh, thank you very much, and Happy New Year to everybody listening.
And to you, too. Remind us, what is Freedom to Be about?
Freedom to Be is a support organisation for people from Christian backgrounds. We have people that are part of our organisation that are still part of a church that identify as gay Christians, but we've also had those people that may have been hurt in their journey, and we provide that safe space for dialogue, support and information.
And you would have a lot of people from Pentecostal churches that come along to Freedom to Be?
Yes, we do. Predominantly people from evangelical Pentecostal backgrounds, but anyone from a Christian church background is welcome to be a part of Freedom to Be. We have local meetings in Melbourne and Sydney, and we recently launched Brisbane. And we also have an online forum where people can go and look at topics and discuss things that might be of relevance to them.
We were talking last week about Margaret Court and the upset around what she's been saying and the fact that she does come from a Pentecostal church and the ignorance around the fact that she is keeps saying to us that it's a choice to be gay. Have you heard all of the kerfuffle around this?
Yeah, well, it's hard to ignore it because it's not only in the gay press, but obviously mainstream as well. It's look, I think it's one of those difficult situations when there is a person of public prominence that may have a differing opinion, and we need to respect the fact that she's entitled to her opinion. We don't necessarily have to agree to it, but sometimes making statements like that can be quite damaging to those people that are in the LGBT community that may have been hurt by the church community.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't think it's good to use your sports prowess in the past to, you know, to get those statements across.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't normally. We actually had a competition last week to rename the Margaret Court Arena. It's now called the Michelle Timms. Do you remember Michelle Timms?
I do.
She was very cute, wasn't she?
Now, Joy, Joy is completely making that up, aren't you?
But
I think the most popular one last week was, I think it was the Rainbow Court, wasn't it?
Or Renee Stubbs Court.
Oh, the Renee Stubbs Court, yeah.
Oh, I like the Rainbow Court. That sounds good.
I know.
Yeah, so we had lots of people with various suggestions about how we could rename it. So what's coming up in Melbourne?
Well, we've had a break over December, January, but we're hitting the ground running with Pride March on Sunday the 5th of Feb. That will be our third time entering.
Great.
So we're really looking forward to that, and we're actually launching our new rebranded banner, so that's pretty exciting. We've also got on, and anyone's welcome to come along and join in with that, of course. February 7 at the DT's Hotel in Richmond, there is a fundraiser being done by PFLAG for one of our fantastic supporters, Matt Glover.
Oh, yes.
Some people may have heard of. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's been on the show, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, as you know, he was forced to step down from his role at a leading Baptist church for speaking out in favour of marriage equality. So PFLAG has generously offered to put on a fundraiser to help Matt out with his family. So information for that is available on the PFLAG website.
So that's what date?
That is February the 7th at 6:30 p.m. at DT's Hotel in Richmond.
Right, that's a bushfire anniversary day.
Okay.
I'll be in Marysville, so.
Well, for anyone else who's interested in coming along and supporting him, that'd be a great night.
That's really good.
Yeah, and Melbourne Freedom to Be, we've got our first meeting on the 17th of February, which is Friday evening at 7:30 p.m, and that is at the Vic Aid Centre in Claremont Street in South Yarra, and we've actually got Matt Glover speaking for us at our first meeting for the year. So that's fantastic. So, yeah, we meet every third Friday of the month, and we'll have discussions, we'll have movies, we'll have guest speakers. Covering all different sorts of topics.
That's great.
Anyone who's interested can go to the website.
Michelle, what is the website, please?
freedomtobe.org.
And that's the number two.
Number two, that's right.
Right, freedom, number two, B-E.
Is just it B-E B. or just B? Yes.
Just B.
It's freedom, B. number two, and just
letter
B.
freedomtobe.org.
Okay.
Yep. Well, we'll certainly continue to advertise your meetings as they're coming up, and wish you all the best for the year.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks, Michelle.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Our next track is a Francesca Battistilli. How did I say that? Wasn't that marvellous? And it's a beautiful song called Hold Out for Love.
And you're on the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9 every Tuesday from 9 till 10. This is our new slot. And welcome to the show. You're with the Priest, the Pom and the Puff. Now, I'd like to very briefly just talk about one of my favourite artists of all time, the lovely, gorgeous, delicious George Michael.
The delicious.
Yeah.
I can't believe how many varies you used. That's a lot of favouriteness.
He is. I adore him. And, yeah, you know, he had pneumonia over Christmas and he was in hospital in Austria for quite a long time. And, you know, poor guy. I mean, pneumonia is a pretty serious. And anyway, while he was trying to, you know, live, there was this awful, awful group of people in the States who were praying for his death.
Oh, charming people.
I know, love it. That's very nice at Christmas, isn't it? Very Christian.
Yeah.
Now, this group, it's quite unbelievable. They're apparently called the Christians for Moral America. And along with... it says here, the Christians for Moral America blog lists liberals, atheists, gays, Muslims and feminists, get that, feminists, as the most dangerous anti-American groups of 2012. I mean, what planet are they on? So they're saying that he lived a satanic lifestyle and must meet an appropriate end. And it just horrible. So good on him, because he retaliated when he was better. He said, you know, he criticised the Christians for Immoral America's use of religion as a pathetic excuse to call for his death, while praising the wonderful, kind-hearted Christians he knows, because obviously lots of his friends are decent, clean-living Christians. How do they even exist, these people?
There's lots and lots of them, and they're really scary.
They are really scary, aren't they? But I'm just so pleased he retaliated. And he just said their twisted interpretations of ancient scriptures as a pathetic excuse to be totally screwed up.
Well, I'm just glad he didn't die, because then they would have said, well, we were right.
Yeah, they said, right, well, the devil got him.
I hope they weren't praying for Molly Meldrum to die.
I know.
And leave, stay out of our country.
I do wonder how big those groups are. Because often I feel like it's very, like, negative press, and that the group of people who are behind that negative press are actually quite small.
But it could be one sicko guy.
Well, what about that group that burnt the Quran? You know, and he was from a tiny church, and it's how they get their publicity.
Well, it is. It's cheap thrills, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they're tiny minority, teeny-weeny people, but they just want to be heard. And
often, unfortunately, it's quite intelligent people that seem to get sucked in by these people.
I know. Anyway, so I would like to say, George Michael, I hope you're feeling better.
We love you, and God does too.
And God loves you, and we want you to sing for us again one day. And we're going to play a beautiful track, Jesus to a Child, and this is for the Horrible Christians for Moral America group, which is probably, as we say, just one silly little person.
They're listening. I know they're listening.
That one person.
And you're on the Spirit Lounge with the Priest, the Pom, and the Puff. And we thought we would talk about Chinese New Year just quickly, because yesterday marks the new moon in the Chinese lunar calendar, and it's the year of the dragon.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talked about seeing those people dancing, that mm-hmm. wasn't a dragon.
Oh, okay. I think you've been... Yeah, someone's...
Yeah. Jade has... kindly sent an email, and she said it's a lion dance, and the lion dance is all about bringing and ensuring good luck and good fortune, and the fireworks scare away the evil spirits. So they go to each business and they do a little dance, and then they get those little red envelopes.
Yeah, with hopefully lots of money in it.
Yeah. I think that's why a lot of young Asian people go, because they like those red envelopes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Thank you, Jade. Good evening. Great that you're listening. It's a fascinating, it's culturally so different, certainly to anything I know. And I was doing a little bit of research, and what I also found out, not only do they have the lunar calendar, they have what's called the stem branch calendar, which is connected to the five elements. And there's 10 heavenly stems and 12 earthly branches, which count the days, the months and the years. And the stems are named after yin and yang, which, of course, we've heard about, and the five elements. So it's wood, fire, earth, metal and water. I didn't realise the fifth one was metal. And the branches are the things that have the animal names. So rat, cow, tiger, rabbit, dragon. So that's how they get the year of the animal name, which I thought was really cool. And so this year... is also known as the black dragon or water dragon, because water is connected to black in the five element system. So 2012 is also called the black dragon year. Cool, eh?
I think it's very cool.
Yeah. And the dragon is a legendary creature, and all legendary stories about Chinese dragons are from the sky, which means heaven in China. Therefore, in China, it's the symbol of power from heaven.
Interesting. I just returned from China, and I had a bit of a chat with my friends over there who I was going to see about the Year of the Dragon, and my colleague who I was travelling with is expecting a baby this year, and it seemed to be – everybody was really excited about it, because a child born in the Year of the Dragon is very powerful, like will have a position of power and is very important. So – everyone was very excited for my colleague Matt, who's expecting a baby this year.
That's really cute. And you know, Priesty, going back to the red envelope thing, because traditionally parents and adults give the kids the red envelopes with cash, but the sum of the cash must be an even number, because if it's an odd number, that's cash given at funerals.
So who do you give cash to at funerals?
I don't know.
Because the person's dead, they really don't need it.
Well, you might bury them with some cash. It might come handy in heaven.
Could you
maybe
find
person,
out
maybe
before
the person's
next week?
Family?
If
that might be nice.
If anyone's listening and you know the answer, do let us know. SMS 0427 JOY949, phone 1300 JOY949, and our email is onair@joy.org.au. We'd love to know who you give the red envelopes of uneven amounts of cash to at a funeral.
And are they red envelopes, or do you give different colour ones?
Oh, I think they
might. Maybe they're black ones.
They might be red. They might be red.
Mm.
But it's lovely, because the Chinese emperor was considered the son of heaven, and an emperor has the authority to send commands to the dragons. And the most powerful dragon is the five-clawed dragon, and it appears only on the yellow imperial robe. And because of this, dragon is one of the most auspicious animals in China. So that's why you see it on the robes. And then, of course... they say that dragon had nine sons, and the nine sons were all known for loving different things. And there's reasons why you see dragons on everything from musical instruments to weapons to you name it. There's a story behind it all, which is beautifully traditional.
Did you know in Bendigo there's actually a dragon museum? And it's got all these Chinese dragons, because there's a big history of the gold... Rush and a lot of Chinese people went there.
They have a big festival there, don't they, Easter?
Yeah, there's some festival this coming weekend, but there is a dragon museum.
Oh, that's fascinating. But I had a little chat to one of the girls in my local high street. Is Vietnamese, and she was talking about what they do, and she said, yep, you know, we all wear bright colours, mainly red, some yellow, and actually she said the really tricky thing is that for 10 days you're meant to be happy and you're not allowed to be sad and you're not allowed to cry. And she said the really awful thing is, you know, if your gran's really old or something, or somebody's not well, or, you know, it's terrible, because if someone dies during these 10 days, you actually can't start your grieving until after the 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah. So she said that was a bit tricky, but it is a time for happiness.
You must be happy.
And lots of food and
and lots of money.
Lots of food, lots of money, and red scares away evil spirits and bad fortune, and it's meant to be a happy colour if you wear it as clothes.
So either are you dragons?
Yeah.
Are you a dragon?
Yeah, because of course I've got a big birthday this year.
40.
Yep, 50 is the new 40. And Andrew, don't say a word.
I don't think I'm allowed to say anything.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, he got it horribly wrong the other week. And you're very lucky to be alive.
I didn't get it horribly wrong. Joy led me down the garden path.
You're so easy.
He's so easily led.
Dragons symbolise power and happiness.
Yep.
There you go. So you bring fortune and good luck.
Apparently, so hang around me, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it occupies the fifth position in the Chinese zodiac. The dragon is the mightiest of the signs. They symbolise dominance and ambition.
Prefer to live by their own rules. Well, we understand that. Yes, that's true. And if left on their own, are usually successful.
Mm.
Does this mean, like, if you're born in the year of the dragon, does that mean that you'll fall into one of the particular traits? Like, it says the dragon has 9 sons, so will you lean towards one of those traits of those sons?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to have a look and see which one I want to pick.
Well, I was just going to say, you might want to pick just one, because some of them seem to be quite... at odds with each other. One says that the sixth son has loves the power and strength, and another one, the fifth son, loves quietness and sitting and fire and smoke. So some of them might be kind of at odds, but very interesting. I'd like to know whether you think that you fit into these well, Bertie.
I don't know, but you see, it's funny, because when we're reading the Chinese zodiac interpretations, like I'm a Gemini because I was born in late May, so then of course you keep thinking about, right, what do I understand about Gemini, and is there a similarity between what I understand about Gemini and the dragon? And so, I mean, there is quite a lot of similarity. It's interesting because they're driven, they're unafraid of challenges, they're willing to take risks, they're passionate at all that they do, and they do things in grand fashion. Dragons frequently help others. They rarely ask for help themselves.
They give in to love but won't give up on their independence.
Mm, yeah. And
they have quick, sometimes vengeful tempers. Their partners need to be tough-skinned. That's for you, Anne. You need to be tough-skinned.
She knows that. And, you know, they get stressed and they suffer occasionally because they're working too hard, probably because they take risks. They need activity in their lives. That's kind of the crossover with Gemini is actually quite similar. So maybe that's just a spooky coincidence. I don't know. But anyway, there we are. So everyone born in Year of the Dragon, that's you.
So to all those Asian people out there who celebrate Chinese New Year, Happy New Year, and especially to the dragons.
Mm. And we have another track coming up now, which is Steve Curtis Chapman, and this is called Do Everything.
And you're on Spirit Lounge, and we've just come back to say goodbye.
And thank you for joining us this evening, and we'll see you the same time next week.
And say goodbye from the priest.
And the pom.
And the puff.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.